You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUT HD2, 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. Hi, I'm Alejandro Escovedo, and I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. I'm going to play you nothing but a tribute to my favorite songwriter in the rock and roll era, Mr. Lou Reed, who passed away this past Sunday at the age of 71. It's a great loss. I feel he's one of the great artists of our time, very courageous, and he was a pioneer as far as what has become modern independent rock and roll, you know. So I want to play a lot of songs, and I want to dedicate this to Lou Reed. It's called What Becomes a Legend Most.
What becomes a legend most? When she's alone in a hotel lobby, what becomes a legend most? Some bad champagne and some foreign bottled beer. What becomes a legend most? When the musicians have come and they leave her. What becomes legend host, besides being a legendary star? What becomes a legend most? Lying in bed, cold and regal. What becomes a legend most? Lying in bed, watching a talk show on TV. Days can wear you down, 50 cities flying by, a different man in each different hotel, and if you're not careful, word can get around. What becomes a legend most? Not a bed. That's not pretty, not pretty at all. What becomes a legend most? When she's lying in her hotel room, what becomes a legend most? Well, baby, tonight it's you.
Put down your hands. since I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are, but if you don't, let me be your eyes, a hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid when you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind. Let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on.
as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on. Make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of me. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. It was good what we did yesterday, and I'd do it once again. The fact that you are married only proves you're my best friend. But it's truly, truly a sin.
Cooking for the downfire. Who's standing at the trail? just thy sister is here. Women on. Just got back from Carolina. She said she didn't like the weather. They're busy waiting for her sailor. He's drinking just a bigger liver. He's just here from Alabama. He wants no way to earn a dollar. I'm searching for my manor. I said I couldn't hit it sideways. Sideways. Oh, I did that just to raise it. Play it on.
Becomes a legend most. True artist becomes a legend most. And Lou Reed was definitely a true artist. The Velvet Underground, which he formed around 66, I believe it was, with his friends Sterling Morrison and John Cale and Maureen Tucker, was probably the most influential rock group of its time. There's a famous quote by Brian Eno that even though only 30,000 copies of that first Velvet Underground album were sold, 30,000 people went on to form bands, you know. And that's where I come in, because the Velvet Underground were truly one of the most influential, or the most influential band in my career. Hi, I'm Alejandro Escovedo, and I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. When I was a young kid growing up in Huntington Beach, California, around 67, we first got that first album, The Velvet Underground and Nico. And for some reason in this little beach town, we embraced this record. And there was a group of us that no matter what party you might go to on any night, that Velvet Underground album was playing. And we were huge fans of the band. And when they finally came to the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, we went and saw them. And it was a wonderful experience. And I think that it's weird that even though we lived in this surf town, the reason it was embraced was there was some sort of kind of maybe like avant-garde surf music kind of feel to it, you know. And the lyrics were so different than what was going on at the time, which was all flowers and hippie and love and all that stuff. And yet here was this band speaking of things that were so alien to us, you know, in California, the dirt and the grime and the underbelly of New York City, which seemed so attractive to me. And it seemed like that's where all the fun was, you know. So I followed suit, and it ended up in the Chelsea Hotel in 1978. But all of that was due to the fact that I heard those first Velvet Underground records, and once they were inside my DNA, I could never get rid of it. Let's continue with our tribute to the great Lou Reed. We're going to play a song for you now called Satellite of Love, which was on an album called Transformer. And this album was very important to Lou Reed because it was the album in which David Bowie and Mick Ronson came over and produced the album for him, gathered the songs, and really gave him his first hit with a song called Walk on the Wild Side, which I'm sure we've all heard. But this was a really important album, and please pay close attention to the backup vocals at the end of Satellite of Love, which is Bowie and Ronson, and it shows just the beautiful artistry of not only Lou Reed, but the three of them together. It was quite a magical chemistry.
Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with park and cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday to Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV.
Out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got nine brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. On the dirty boulevard, he's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard. This room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me your hungry, you're tired, you're poor, I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. Your poor huddled masses, let's club them to death and get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out on the dirty boulevard. Going out to the dirty boulevard. They're going down on the dirty boulevard. Going out. Outside, it's a bright night. There's an opera at Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. The Klieg lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling plastic roses for a buck. The traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. And back at the wheelchair, Pedro sits there dreaming. He's found a book on magic in a garbage can. He looks at the pictures and stares up at the cracked ceiling. At the count of three, he says, I hope I can disappear and fly, fly away from this dirty boulevard. I want to fly, yeah. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly, 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 fly. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly away. I want to fly. Fly, fly away, yeah. I want to fly. Fly, fly away.
Fly, fly.
The Dirty Boulevard. Lou Reed singing words of description of New York City in a very vivid and profound way. Also, you heard Satellite of Love with that beautiful, beautiful choral arrangement by David Bowie and Mick Ronson. Beautiful songs, once again, by my favorite song, rock and roll songwriter. Hi, I'm Alejandro Escovedo, and I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. We're going to listen to a song now that really is a song that has helped me shape everything that I do musically, really. It's a song called Street Hassle off an album by Lou Reed by the same title, Street Hassle. But this song has a number of suites, tells a story of an overdose, and it's very descriptive, very kind of Nelson Algren meets some sort of a bar talk arrangement in this song. There's also a cameo by Bruce Springsteen in this, but this is really the song that became the template for everything that I did musically after I first heard this stuff and I started playing in bands here in Austin, Texas.
Thank you.
shit like round figures. Everybody's in for a day. Oh babe, I'm on fire, and you know I admire your body. Why don't we slip away? Although I'm sure you're certain it's a rarity, make flirting sha-la-la-la this way. Oh sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la. Hey baby, come on, let's slip away. Luscious and gorgeous, oh what humping muscle. Call out the National Guard. She creamed in her jeans as he picked up her knees from off of the floor, like the top bar. And cascading slowly, he lifted her wholly and boldly out of this world. And despite people's derision, proved to be more than diversion. Sha-la-la-la later on. And then sha-la-la-la-la, he entered her slowly and showed her where he was coming from. And then sha-la-la-la-la, he made love to her gently. It was like she never ever come. And then sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, when the sun rose and he made to leave. You know sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, neither one regretted a thing.
Even call their own.
they follow it. You know, it's called bad luck.
The year was 1978, and Lou Reed put out this record, Street Hassle. I was in a band called The Nuns. We had just gone to New York City to play CBGBs for the first time, living in the Chelsea Hotel and really trying to soak up all the myth that we had heard prior to getting to New York City. And Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground were a tremendous part of that myth. So that was a song that really kind of shaped all the music that I made after that. All right, so let's continue with this tribute to Lou Reed. And we're going to do a song off the Blue Mask album, which was a really kind of dark and very deep album. But let's listen to this song. It's amazing guitar playing, too, on his part on this one.
They tied his arms behind his back to teach him how to swim. They put blood in his coffee and milk in his tea. They stood over the soldier in the midst of the squalor. There was war in his body and it caused his brain to holler. He thought he was the same. I made love to my mother, to my father and my brother. What am I to do? When a sin goes to far, it's like a runaway car. He cannot be controlled. Spit upon his face and scream. There's nowhere to put the name. This is the play you're thinking you are in. What will you say? Take the blue mask down from my face and look me in the eye. I get a thrill from punishment. I've always been that way. I love and despise repentance. You are permanently stained. Your weakness finds indifference and indiscretion in the streets. Dirt is what you are and clean is what you're not. You deserve to make sound like bait. Make the sacrifice. Take it all the way.
Suit and his wizard's hat. He spoke of his movie and how he was making a new soundtrack. And then we spoke of kids on the coast and different types of organic soap and the way suicides don't leave notes. Then we spoke of the rain. Always back to the rain. To Phil, who is given to pills and small racing cars. He had given them up since his last crack up had carried him too far. Then we spoke of movies and bursts, and the way an actress held her purse, and the way life at times could get worse. Then we spoke of the rain. She calmed down after some wine, which is what happens most of the time. Then we sat and both spoke and rhymed till we spoke of the rain. Oh, it's always back to the rain. I was talking to Ed, who'd been reported dead by mutual friends. He thought it was funny that I had no money to spend on him. So we both shared a piece of sweet cheese and sang of our lives and our dreams and how things can come apart at the seams. And we talked of the rain. Oh, it's back to the rain.
This is Alejandro Escovedo. I've taken over the control room here at KUTX in Austin, Texas. And this hour I've been playing tribute to Lou Reed, who passed away this past Sunday. And I feel is the loss of one of the great, not only musicians, but artists of our time. His music and his words were profound. They were hard. And they were the truth, you know. And they were, it was a very naked truth. And so, you know, I believe that Lou Reed now is back in the Tower of Song, as Leonard Cohen said. Or maybe he's having a party with Sterling Morrison and Nico and Andy Warhol and Edie Sedgwick. I hope so. So anyway, it's been my pleasure and honor to pay tribute to Lou Reed this past hour. It's a great loss, but the songs live on. And I'm going to leave you with this beautiful Velvet Underground and Nico song called All Tomorrow's Parties. Take care of yourselves.
Oh,
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do.